This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to talk to you about two men, two sons, and the father. That's a simple outline. We'll talk about both sons and then the father. And I think it'll make some powerful lessons to you today about your relationship with the Lord. Look at verse 29. It says, "I will not," he answered, "but later he changed his mind and went." I want to express to you how the proof of repentance is a change of mind first. You will never change your life until you change your mind. Somebody needs to write that down today, either in your heart or on the notes. You will never change your life until you change your mind. You say, "Well, change my mind about what? Politics?" No. Until you change your mind about your sin that's in your life. Until you change your mind about your relationship to the Lord, you will never change your life until you change your mind. And changing your mind is the first step to changing your behavior. I've never known anyone who's changed their behavior without changing their mind. Doesn't work that way. You change your mind, "I will do this, I won't do that," and then the behavior follows suit. We change our mind before we change our behavior. And that's what repentance is. We've made repentance a religious word that nobody knows what it means. It simply means a change of heart and a change of mind and change of behavior. Look at verse 30. "Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, 'I will, sir,' but he didn't go." What does he represent? He represents people who are saying to the Lord, "I will do something. Eventually, I'm going to give my life to the Lord, but I don't. Eventually, I'm going to get serious about my faith," but they never do. When I was in Columbus, I was there for 18 and a half years, so I was there for a long time to see people change physically over 18 and a half years. You changed over 18 and a half years, and so did I. And what I noticed is this. There were many people who told me that someday they were going to get serious about their faith, and you know what? I did their funeral, and they never did. I stood over their casket in front of the church and I did their funeral, but they never did what they said they were going to do. I don't say that condemningly. I don't say that judgmentally. I don't say that in arrogance, like, "How terrible." I don't say it that way at all. I say it in sadness. Don't tell the Lord what you're going to do and then not do it. I want to talk to you about something that maybe you've never thought about before, and I'll bring it up by telling a story. Annie, my wife Annie's brother, who passed away about 2 years ago, was a nursing home administrator for years in Indiana. And Annie asked him one day, we're in the nursing home taking a tour of the nursing home that he managed. She said, "Charlie, what do you think causes death more often with patients here?" And you know what? I was waiting for him to say pneumonia, some kind of bronchial disorder, flu, whatever. He didn't say anything of that nature. I was shocked by what he said. "Charlie, what is the greatest cause of death with people in this place?" And you know what he said? Stubbornness. Wow. Stubbornness. People who say, "I'm not going to take that medicine. I'm not going to do that therapy. I'm not going to do what the doctor tells me." And he says, that's what causes death. And I asked some medical people who are here at the first service, and they said, there's a lot of truth to that. Stubbornness may contribute to death more than we realize. You say, what's your point? Spiritual stubbornness is something that's serious to the Lord. I mean, and this is a scripture that most people don't even know is in the Bible. When you're stubborn about spiritual things and you're stubborn in your relationship with the Lord, you may think it's no big deal, that it doesn't mean anything, but would you just listen to what 1 Samuel 15:23 says, that stubbornness is as the sin of witchcraft. You may not take it seriously, but the Lord does.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.